Over the weekend, marches against gun violence were held across the country, including in the Tampa Bay region. WUSF reporters were at events in Tampa and St. Petersburg. Roberto Roldan has this story.
Madison Vogel had never organized a protest before, but on Saturday, she and 35 other Pinellas County students drew thousands to Pointer Park in St. Petersburg for a March for Our Lives rally.
I really found myself asking all of our legislators to do something, but when it came down to it, I really took a step back and I realized, what am I actually doing?
For 2 hours, Vogel and about a dozen other local high school students spoke to a sea of protesters dressed in orange. The color honored the 17 victims of the high school shooting in South Florida. Vogel told several thousand participants that politicians were dragging their feet on gun control. The Osceola High School junior warned that she will be old enough to vote come November.
We will vote you out of office like our lives depend on it, because they do!
Other student-led marches took place in Sarasota, Bradenton, Lakeland, and Tampa. There were about 13,000 protesters gathered at Curtis Hickson Park in Tampa before marching more than a mile through downtown. Brooke Shapiro is a senior at Plant High School. She helped organize the Tampa March.
We wanted to show that us in Tampa Bay are standing together as students, teachers, parents, adults, officials, and I think we absolutely got that message across.
The marches in Tampa Bay were just a few of the more than 800 organized by students throughout the world. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.
WUSF's Hafsa Qureshi helped with this report.